Track 6, from Skvallertorget to the Runestone at St. Laurentii Church. Leave the square and continue through the narrow Trångsundsgränd between the red and the grey houses. When you have walked through the alley, you're back on Hospitalsgatan. Then turn right and follow the street up to Linköpingsgatan, where you turn right to the church park. If you're uncertain where to go, look at the map. There are not many traces left of it today, but 800 years ago, the Grey Friars Church, which may have been between 40 and 50 meters long, stood here. Apart from the church, there were also dormitories, dining rooms, administrative buildings, and house for guests. In the medieval town, which mainly consisted of small wooden houses, those buildings really must have stood out. Because of Gustav Vasa and the Reformation, the Franciscans left Söderköping. Their house was torn down and used as building material in the restoration of Stegeborg Castle. What is now the square was partly a burial site for the convent, and was during that time expanded to make room for the asylum graveyard. Most of the houses standing here today were built during the 18th and 19th century. Some of them may be as old as from the 17th century. Linköpingsgatan, which you walk on, crosses a bit further down Munkbrogatan, an old and long street. Munkbrogatan was earlier known as Långa Strädet, and along this street stood in the beginning of the 16th century the small and the large bishop houses, owned by Hans Brask, who was bishop of the Diocese of Linköping, 1513 to 1527. A couple of houses further down the left at Munkbrogatan stands a cellar house with a red upper floor. According to local legend, the bishop's printing works was located here. There is no real evidence for that, but it's correct that Hans Brask had a printing works in Söderköping. Four documents was printed here, and two of them are still in existence.
The bishop is probably most well known for his so-called Brask note. "To this I am forced and compelled," which is said to have saved him from his execution at Stockholm Bloodbath. But the bishop was in many ways an important person during his lifetime. Apart from his work as bishop, he was also involved in politics at the highest level. He had interests in the copper mine in Åtvidaberg, and also had a salt works at Rönö and a paper mill in Tannefors.
After crossing Munkbrogatan, continue on the little bridge over the river and down to St. Laurentii Church and the runestone on the left side of the gravel path. The runestone was found in one of the walls of the church. It was totally undamaged, and it was even possible to see traces of the original paint used by the carver 900 years ago. On the stone you can read the name Gunvat, who is the first inhabitant of Söderköping known by name. Gunvat erected the stone in memory of his two sons, Torsten and Torlak.